Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Please look at Luke chapter 10, verse number 5. This scripture is about Jesus Christ sending 70 others who were not in the fivefold ministry to send the kingdom of God to other places. So we want to speak on the subject of the kingdom in motion, where we are moving the kingdom of God from us to other people and to other places. What are the principles that are going to bear on you moving the kingdom of God from you to somebody else, or from you to wherever you find yourself? These principles will come in handy for anybody who is not in the fivefold ministry, who wants to or who has to move the kingdom of God to other places. Now, I want us to understand that one of the spiritual signs that the kingdom of God is here is being born again. Jesus said, except you are born again, in John 3:3, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So humans started to get born again because the kingdom of God was around. So the kingdom of God, or being born again, becomes a sign that there is something beyond being born again. Except you are born again, you cannot access or enter into the kingdom of God. All right. Now, sending the kingdom of God to other people speaks about getting them born again so that they would be able to access the kingdom. Please understand that the reason why Jesus Christ wants us to repent is because of the kingdom. You know, Jesus wants us to be so positive-minded. You know, when I say positive-minded, I mean that, you know, Jesus Christ said, repent because of what? For the kingdom of God is at hand. But sometimes we can be minded this way: repent lest you go to hell. Repent lest Satan chews you up. You know, it is true. Is it true? It is true. If you don't repent, you go to hell. But God wants our energy to be a positive one. Why are we repenting? Why do we have to get born again? It is because of the kingdom of God. Because of something positive. Hallelujah. So I want us to bear this one in mind, that the reason why we have to be born again is because of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, meaning the king that is Jesus and his dominion. Jesus and his rule coming into your life. That is what the kingdom of God is basically about. It's about a king and his dominion put together makes the kingdom. So being born again is getting introduced to Jesus and his dominion, or his rule in your life, in places where you go. Now, in our bid to do that, we need to bear in mind some principles which I'm going to share with us. Of course, we have looked at the principle of double impact, the principle of God's sovereign will, and the principle of labor recruiting prayer, the principle of seeing that you are sent in your normal everyday life, and the principle of carefulness in relating with the world. Now, the principle that I want to talk to you about, first of all, is the principle of vision for families. Vision for families, but focusing on individuals. The principle of vision for families, but focusing on individuals. In other words, as you go out with the gospel of the kingdom, you know, you have to have a vision. The vision is not an individual. The vision is a whole family. But you go looking for an individual to sow the seed of the gospel. All right? And we can glean that from verse number 5. Jesus Christ says to them, but whatever house you enter, first say, please underline first. First say, peace to this house. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. In other words, he wants us to aim at impacting families. Do you know why? Because the gospel of the kingdom is actually for families. Hallelujah. It's a gospel for families. We know that from Exodus chapter 12, where Jesus or God said that the lamb, that is Jesus, who was going to be killed, who is going to die for us, is for a family. Every family should bring a lamb and kill it at twilight, you know. So at the time that Jesus Christ died on the cross, practically in Israel, they were all killing their lambs because he died during the time of Passover. It's wonderful. As he hung on the cross, they didn't know that he was the proper Passover for their houses, but they were still holding their lambs, and they were, every family was slaughtering something at twilight when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost around 3 p.m. You know, so Jesus wants us to aim at families. That is why in Acts chapter 16 verse 31, the Bible says that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved in your house. Why did he add in your house? Because the jailer asked, what shall I do? And Paul told him, believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved. He should have ended there, because he asked, what shall I do? He said, and you shall be saved in your house. Because it's not, or let me put it this way, the plan of God is that when you aim for a family, but you focus on an individual, then through the individual, the whole family is sanctified. The whole family is sanctified. It's wonderful. You know, the kind of covenant that we are in is such that it's so powerful that one person can sanctify a whole family. In other words, one person who gives himself to the Lord, he can sanctify the whole family. Look at verse 6. And if a son of peace is in the house, your peace will rest on it. He didn't say your peace will rest on him. Your peace will rest on the house that one son of peace is. If not, the peace will return to you. So Jesus says that when you go, first look at the family, first minister, let your focus be the family. First say peace to this family. And if there is one person of peace over there, what does that mean? This is somebody that God himself has worked upon. Before you ever went there, you must know that this work is the work of God. Human beings cannot convert people. Actually, it is God who works on people. You know, Isaiah tells us 54, as a result of Jesus's death in Isaiah 53, Isaiah 54 says that your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. You see, in Isaiah 54, we see the fallout of Isaiah 53 when Jesus Christ died in Isaiah 53, prophetically, right? In Isaiah 54, he says that, those who are barren, rejoice, because somebody has taken your place. Rejoice. And on and on. Getting to the end, it says that, and your children, in fact, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. It's one prayer you have to claim for all your biological children and children under your care, that they will be taught by the Lord. Because you see, you can do all the teaching that you like. You can do all the teaching. But when God teaches your child, I'm telling you, the child is taught. And great will be, that word there is shalom, peace. Great shall be the prosperity of your children. Great shall be the welfare of your children. Your children shall so explode in such a way that that child is going to affect the whole household. So we need to look at Jesus that way. Jesus is too big for an individual. For you to focus, or I should say, have a vision for an individual, he's too big for that individual. You see, so we must first of all aim for the family, and then the son of peace, the person that Jesus has worked upon, through that son of peace, Jesus is going to sanctify the whole house, so they will become born again. They will become born again. It's wonderful. God has a way of bringing his rule about. And if you follow his formula, his principles, you will see that we are going to achieve much more than our own style, our own mind, with which to move the kingdom from us to other people, Jesus and his dominion or his rule to other people, and to wherever we go. He says, look at the big picture. Look at the big picture. He always wants us to look at the big picture. That's the vision for it. That's why he said that seek first the kingdom of God. Whatever house that you enter, first say peace to this house. Aim for the big thing. And then if a son of peace is there, your peace will remain. You see, because your peace, that those words that you say, is going to mingle with the work that God has done in the person already, because he's already a son of peace. Otherwise, your peace will leave. So it is important for us to focus on an individual, but have a vision for the whole family. That is why when Jesus Christ met this woman at the well, you remember his first question, he said that, go and bring your husband. Because his vision is for the whole family. If as we go on, I'll show you another principle that actually Jesus Christ aimed for Samaria. But he had to get a family and he had to get an individual. And look at the way Samaria was kingdomized. The Bible tells us through that woman, salvation came to the whole of Samaria. At least to the men in Samaria. And that's powerful enough. Hallelujah. So as we move the kingdom out, I want us to be more broad-minded. You know, see Jesus Christ as too much for one person. He aims for the whole family. The whole family must eat the lamb. So literally, one of the things you can do, if it's a door-to-door kind of thing, is for you to ask whether other people can come and join you. Whoever you are speaking with, that son of peace, whether other people can come in, so that other people come in to listen to the gospel of the kingdom. It's important that we do it that way. It's so powerful how God strategically can minister to one person. Before we get there, he takes one person, he ministers to the person, and we are just going to, as it were, ignite what God has done in that person. And through that person, God sanctifies the whole family. Our covenant is so powerful that if there is an unbelieving husband and a believing wife, the believing wife sanctifies the unbelieving husband. There are levels of cleansing. There is a level of cleansing where Jesus Christ, by his blood, through God's sovereign will, cleanses everybody and claims himself as the Lord of the harvest, as the owner of the harvest. And then there is another level of cleansing where the son of peace is used to affect the whole house. Otherwise, the peace is going to leave the house. So that's the principle of vision for families, but focusing on individuals. The next principle I want to talk to you about, even as you go out, the kind of mind, the kind of mood, the kind of position you must be in as you bring the gospel of the kingdom to those who do not have it, have Jesus and his rule in their lives, then that principle is the principle of accepting unbelievers as they are. The principle of accepting unbelievers as they are. Verse 7 says, and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. What is Jesus Christ trying to say? Says that you enter that house, you know, the person accepts that you should speak to that person. He tells us that there comes another principle that is playing now. Accept them as they are. That is why he says that don't go from house to house. Be okay with what you see before you. Be okay with what you see before you, you know, so that you accept the unbelievers as they are. He says, eat such things as they said before you. Accept it as they are. Hallelujah. I don't think Jesus is trying to say that if you don't like banku, by force, for the first time, eat banku. I mean, I don't think my Jesus will ever say that. But you know, he's trying to tell us something. Accept what they give you. They brought banku, accept. In other words, accept what they offer you. This is their selves. This is them. Accept them as they are. Let's look at the example of Jesus Christ just accepting this woman of Samaria as she was. The woman, when Jesus said, go bring your husband, the woman said what? Says that I have no husband. Jesus says that you have spoken the truth because you have got or you've gone through five husbands or so. The current one you are living is not your husband. He ended by saying, in this you have spoken truly.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Do you know what Jesus Christ was doing? Is this principle in sending the gospel of the kingdom of accepting the people as they are? He didn't get a whole family, but at least the woman represented a family. And so Jesus Christ accepted her. She was a prostitute. And she said, did I say prostitute? I think she was she had many husbands, right? Let's put it that way. You know, we are not too sure. Many husbands. Jesus says that. True, you have spoken the truth. You have had five and all that. In this, you have spoken truly. Look at how he accepts the woman. You have spoken the truth, and then he sandwiches it by, you have had five husbands, and he ends it with, in this, you have spoken truly. So you look at the thing, you see that it's a total acceptance. Turn it every way. You can turn it upside down, the sandwich. Still, Jesus Christ accepts this woman. So that is something that we need to do. When we go out with the gospel of the kingdom, no matter how people are, we need to accept it. Don't say, hey, your problem is big. You know, sometimes when you even get surprised at the issues of the family, don't express the surprise. You can be surprised inside. Easy, but please accept them. Do well to make them comfortable. Jesus Christ made this woman who had many husbands so comfortable that the woman just relaxed with Jesus, so to speak, you know, by affirming her, trying to find a place, you know, in her dirty life, into inverted commas, where he can say, in this one, you are spoken truly. Highlighting for two times, he said, you have spoken the truth. You've had five. In this, you have spoken the truth. He was just emphasizing the positive side of this woman. That is the principle he's teaching here. The principle of accepting the people as they bear themselves, they bear their families and issues unto us. The next principle I want to talk to you about is the principle of integrating into their culture. Or before then, let me put it this way. Let's pick this principle first. The principle of ministering en masse. The principle of ministering en masse. En masse means that in block. Now, we are moving from where you are focusing on an individual with a vision for a family. All right. Now, we are moving into a dimension of moving the kingdom from you to a place. And this time we are looking at the big two cities. You know, Jesus Christ started, and as we end in verse 16 or so of this chapter 10, you see that Jesus Christ is now dealing with cities, because actually the aim of the kingdom of God is that the kingdoms of this world will eventually become the kingdom of our God and His Christ. But He has a strategy, individual to family to cities. So this is how Jesus Christ puts it. Look at verse number 10. Oh, verse number 8. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are said before you. Alright? So, we are now looking at the principle of ministering to cities, ministering en masse, okay? Whatever city you enter and they receive you, each sentence, as I said, before you. What is Jesus Christ saying over here? The gospel of the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen, flip your Bibles to chapter 4 of Luke and verse 43. But Jesus said to them, okay, verse 42 for context. Now when it was day, Jesus departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. He says that I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. He didn't say in other cities. He said to other cities. In other words, as we move on with the gospel of the kingdom, we must have a ministry to the whole city where we are en masse, handling the problems of the city. Do you understand? So it's not just a gospel for individuals, you know, but also for whole cities also. So we must have a message. We must have phrases. We must have some spikes of ministering to the cities also. Because Jesus Christ, that is how he ministered. He says, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I was sent. Hallelujah. So the gospel of the kingdom expands. The strategy is an individual to family, but eventually we must have ministry that goes directly also to cities. Jesus ministered to individuals, as you can see from the pages of the gospel, but he also ministered to cities. And the way that he ministered is the way we have to minister. He says, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. The same way I was sent, you know, to preach to cities, I am sending you in the same way. Not just to individuals, but also to cities. Unfortunately, in sending the gospel of the kingdom to people, we have only focused on individuals. But I'll show you something in the book of Matthew. An example of Jesus Christ ministering to cities. I think the counterpart is in Luke chapter 21 or so. But let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37. Matthew 23 verse 37. There's an example of Jesus Christ ministering to cities. He says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophet. So do you see the problem he is trying to address over here? Jerusalem was notorious for something. Various societies can be notorious for something. They can have a particular problem. And we have to let the gospel of the kingdom touch on that also. Okay. So Jesus says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophet and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. There is a ministry to a city. You know, a city as a city, not as individuals. Look at it. Says that, how often I wanted to gather your children together. Who are the children of Jerusalem? Who are the children of Jerusalem? The people, the inhabitants of that city are referred to as the children together. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Okay. As far as Jesus was concerned, gathering Jerusalem, the children of Jerusalem together, was going to solve their problem of killing prophet. Yeah, because the devil always does that. Should I take you to the book of Zechariah where the four horns, you know, scattered Jerusalem? As long as the children were scattered and not gathered, Jerusalem could not be the Jerusalem God wanted Jerusalem to be. But God sent four carpenters. Four carpenters is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ in the four gospels. Hallelujah. Jesus in the gospel of Matthew as a lion, you know, in the gospel of Mark as an ox, in the gospel of Luke as a man, in the gospel of John as an eagle. Check out the book of Ezekiel chapter 1. You understand how God's creatures are. They are not simple creatures at all. Jesus came as a carpenter. Bible says that I raise up four carpenters. And what did they do? They came to terrorize the horns that scattered Jerusalem, Judah, and Israel. Is that it? Yeah. So Jesus says, how often, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together. You know, because when Jerusalem was gathered, the devil always messes people up by dividing them. Dividing cities, dividing people groups. The aim of the gospel of the kingdom is to bring what? Peace. Bring people together. This one, it doesn't even look like the city accepting Jesus Christ. Well, the city cannot accept Jesus Christ. When I say that, you understand. It's the children in the city that can accept Jesus Christ. And when the children in the city accept Jesus Christ, you can see that the city has accepted Jesus Christ. As we go on, you understand. You will see it. You see, what I'm trying to say to us is that we must look at the problems that has been there generationally in whatever land that we are going. Hallelujah. So that phrases here and there will help terrorize those horns disturbing the cities. Hallelujah. So that we touch on the individuals, which is the main strategy, but we touch on the city and mass also. This is the way that we must move the kingdom of God. We must move the kingdom of God, people. Not just to individuals, as our thrust has been over the years, but also to minister to people in mass. What is the problem of Arabic people, Arabs? What is the problem of Africa? What are the challenges, I should say? What are the challenges of white people? What are the challenges? Can we minister to them? Yes, we can minister to them. They have big challenges. And we have to identify and minister to that challenge. Last week, latter part of last week, I read about the first time in the history of the United Kingdom where they have a minister for suicide. Have you heard that? Yes. A minister for suicide. Like we have a minister for foreign affairs, minister for lands and natural resources. They have a minister for suicide. If you have a smartphone, just Google minister for. When you start minister for, it will bring you a lot, including minister for suicide. In the UK, early this year in January, Theresa May appointed for the first time a minister of loneliness. The minister has operated and in September, October or so, she has appointed a minister for suicide because in a month, among the males in England alone, about over 4,500 males take their own lives. If you're a government, wouldn't you see the problem? Wouldn't you see the spirit of suicide in that generation? They can drive the Porsche's car, the Range Rovers, they can have the best of everything, but they end their lives. Why? Because there's nothing in that. So we have to identify where the problem is. Sometimes my mouth, I find it difficult to say some things because when I went to the States, it's a rare opportunity. There I saw what Jesus Christ meant. Or I should say, yes, what he meant when he said, if you gain the riches of the whole world and lose your soul. Because in one place, I could see the riches of the whole world. The whole world. The whole world. In that one place. I said, hey! Then I remembered that temptation where the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him the glories of this world in a moment of time. And he said that if you worship me, all these things will be yours. Because all the wealth of nations all over the world is kept in that one place. Rare opportunity to allow you to descend that low to go and look at it. I looked at it. I said, wow, wow, powerful. Here they are. Aggregating the wealth of the world in the financial capital of the world. But they are committing suicide and they are lonely. So Jesus says, Jerusalem, your problem is over the years, every prophet, when he comes to Jerusalem, he will die. That's why Jesus Christ died. He knew he was going to die. When he reaches Jerusalem, they will kill me. He did a triumphant entry, entered Jerusalem for 5 days. After 5 days, he was hanging outside Jerusalem, outside the camp. Because that's the problem of Jerusalem. They kill men of God. They don't, or should I say men of God? Yes, they kill. These are religious people. The temple is there. But if you come and you are preaching that which doesn't sit with all of them and what they have known for years, they will kill you. They will end you. Not in the name of hatred for God, but in the name of love for God.
and the things God has given to us, you say you destroy the temple, you have to die. Because you are too strange a prophet. Says, I sent you all the prophets, you killed them. How I wanted as a carpenter to gather you together, but you would not. Let's finish it. See, who should see? Who should see? Please, I'm asking, who should see? It's Jerusalem. They don't even see what is happening to them. See, your house is left to you desolate. What does it mean? Your house is left to you desolate. He's talking to the city. This is the city of Jerusalem. Your house is left to you desolate. Do you know what it means? It means that your children have left you. The children, they have scattered. Your house is desolate. Your problem remains. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When are they going to say this? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When are they going to say that? Says that you won't see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus is talking about he as a king revealing himself to Jerusalem as a city. Says that you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Sometimes when we read this scripture, we think he's talking about a triumphant entry. This thing is a post-triumphant entry ministry Jesus Christ was giving to Jerusalem.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.